Sirach 1:9:1 A laboring man that a is given to drunkenness shall not be rich, and he that contemneth small things shall fall by little and little. 1:9:2 Wine and women will make men of understanding to fall away, and he that cleaveth to harlots will become impudent. 1:9:3 Moths and worms shall have him to heritage, and a bold man shall be taken away. 1:9:4 He that is hasty to give credit is light-minded, and he that sinneth shall offend against his own soul. 1:9:5 Whoso taketh pleasure in wickedness shall be condemned, but he that resisteth pleasures crowneth his life. 1:9:6 He that can rule his tongue shall live without strife, and he that hateth babbling shall have less evil. 1:9:7 Rehearse not unto another that which is told unto thee, and thou shalt fare never the worse. 1:9:8 Whether it be to friend or foe, talk not of other men's lives, and if thou canst without offense, reveal them not. 1:9:9 For he heard and observed thee, and when time cometh he will hate thee. 19:10 If thou hast heard a word, let it die with thee, and be bold, it will not burst thee. 19:11 A fool travaileth with a word, as a woman in labor of a child. 19:12 As an arrow that sticketh in a man's thigh, so is a word within a fool's belly. 19:13 Admonish a friend, it may be he hath not done it, and if he have done it, that he do it no more. 19:14 Admonish thy friend, it may be he hath not said it, and if he have, that he speak it not again. 19:15 Admonish a friend, for many times it is a slander, and believe not every tale. 19:16 There is one that slitheth in his speech, but not from his heart, and who is he that hath not offended with his tongue? 19:17 Admonish thy neighbor before thou threaten him, and not being angry, give place to the law of the Most High. 19:18 The fear of the Lord is the first step to be accepted (left bracket) of him (right bracket), and wisdom obtaineth his love. 19:19 The knowledge of the commandments of the Lord is the doctrine of life, and they that do things that please him shall receive the fruit of the tree of immortality. 19:20 The fear of the Lord is all wisdom, and in all wisdom is the performance of the law and the knowledge of his omnipotency. 19:21 If a servant say to his master, I will not do as it pleaseth thee, though afterward he do it, he angereth him that nourisheth him. 19:22 The knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom, neither at any time the counsel of sinners prudence. 19:23 There is a wickedness, and the same an abomination, and there is a fool wanting in wisdom. 19:24 He that hath small understanding and feareth God is better than one that hath much wisdom and transgresseth the law of the Most High. 19:25 There is an exquisite subtlety, and the same is unjust, and there is one that turneth aside to make judgment appear, and there is a wise man that justifieth in judgment. 19:26 There is a wicked man that hangeth down his head sadly, but inwardly he is full of deceit. 19:27 Casting down his countenance and making as if he heard not, where he is not known, he will do thee a mischief before thou be aware. 19:28 And if for want of power he be hindered from sinning, yet when he findeth opportunity, he will do evil. 19:29 A man may be known by his look, and one that hath understanding by his countenance when thou meetest him. 19:30 A man's attire and excessive laughter and gait shew what he is.